Thank you for calling the Inspirational Phone Line of Second Presbyterian Church. We hope that this week's scripture reading and message will be a blessing to you. The scripture for this week is Matthew 20, verses 1 through 16. Listen now to these holy words. For the kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out early in the morning to hire workers for his vineyard. He agreed to pay them a denarius for the day and sent them into the vineyard. About 9 in the morning, he went out and saw others standing in the marketplace doing nothing. He told them, "You also go and work in my vineyard, and I will pay you whatever is right." So they went. He went out again about noon and about 3 in the afternoon and did the same thing. About 5 in the afternoon, he went out and found still others standing around. He asked them, "Why have you been standing here all day long doing nothing?" "Because no one has hired us," they answered. He said to them, "You also go and work in my vineyard." When evening came, the owner of the vineyard said to his foreman, "Call the workers and pay them their wages, beginning with the last ones hired and going on to the first." The workers who were hired about 5 in the afternoon came and each received a denarius. So when those came who were hired first, they expected to receive more. But each one of them also received a denarius. When they received it, they began to grumble against the landowner. "These who were hired last worked only 1 hour," they said. "And you have made them equal to us, who have borne the burden of work and the heat of the day." But he answered them, "I am not being unfair to you, friend. Didn't you agree to work for a denarius? Take your pay and go. I want to give the one who was hired last the same I give you. Don't I have the right to do what I want with my money? Or are you envious because I am generous?" So the last will be first, and the first will be last. This is the word of the Lord. Everyone's walk of faith looks different. Some have known God's great news since before they were fully able to process it as kids. And others have found God later in life and have found peace knowing all the good works that he's done for us. It doesn't matter how long you have been a Christian or how hard you believe. God gives us all the equal chance of eternal life and loves us all the same. Let us not question God for what he has given others, but instead be loving to our neighbors and be thankful for the eternal life that he has so graciously given us. Let us now turn to God in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for eternal life. Thank you for sending your son to die on the cross to take away our sins. In times of trouble, help us to remember the greatest gift you generously gave us. Help us to not be jealous or private Christians, but instead share the good news to our neighbors, especially to our neighbors who may not know of you yet. In your name we pray. Amen.